Hello.
My name is Tamara, returning the call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. This call is being
Hello.
recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Yes, this is Laura Patterson.
How may I assist you?
Hi, I was calling because I had some issues with uploading some documents, and I spoke with a representative at this number sometime last week. And she was telling me what was done wrong. So I was just calling because I don't know what's going on with it, if it was properly done. I just wanted to know if you guys could look into it for me.
Okay, doing it. You talking about faxing in some information?
Documentation, like they want identification verification, like uploading pictures.
Right.
And the lady was walking me through it the last time I talked to somebody at this number last week. And I received an email saying something about you had a prior issue that needed to be processed or something, so give it time. I don't know what it meant. So I just wanted to be sure that I'm not doing,
I don't,
like I'm not waiting for no
did
reason.
Did you go under the adolf.alabama.gov IM tab under claimant, ma'am?
I did. The first time I did is in the second time. And the first time I received a letter stating that it was denied because I didn't provide proper documentation when in fact I did. But when I called, she explained to me that the photos were uploaded incorrectly. I didn't know it was a specific order or how they needed to be placed. Every document in the picture, she was explaining that to me. So I did it again. And I'm just trying to make sure that it was done properly. She was able to look and see that it was an issue on my thing and what the issue was.
Okay, let me see, because let me ask somebody to hold on, please. Okay, ma'am, did you go to the through the website, the adolf.alabama.gov, through your portal?
Yes, I did. I did that the first time as well, and I still received a letter stating that that you guys didn't receive the proper documentation.
I know one lady hadn't too long just called me, so she was taking her. Okay, can you not take them to your office? To the career center, is it? Because I don't know if
I'm
that
not sure where the location is, where the career center is, where I am.
What city and state are you in?
I'm in Phoenix City, Alabama.
I don't even see your city. I ain't never.
Exactly. I don't think it's even one in my area to even go be able to physically
see
go
this.
To. And like nobody's reaching out about it if it's not right. Like I'm just waiting. I've been off work for almost a month, and I'm just. Not understanding
what happened. Okay, have you called the inquiry line about it?
Yeah, every time I call, it's telling me to call after 5, and I do. And when I call, it says that the appointments are taken, and it'd be like 5:01. So it's like impossible to get in touch with anybody.
Because see, the only website that we have for you to put that is the adolf.alabama.gov.
That's exactly what I did it on. But the lady, the last person I spoke with, was able to see what the issue was.
Okay, let me see your let me go into your social and see, because if It's it won't. Let me see. Can I be a social, please?
638-07-9863.
You verify your name again for me.
Laura Patterson.
Okay, it says no action needed right now. Your claim is active and you have already filed your weekly certification. Okay, because it's not showing me any issues. And here it says no actions needed right now. Your claim is active and you have already filed your weekly certification for last week, 8/10/2024. Your next week will need to file your weekly certification between Sunday 8/18 and 8/23. And it doesn't show me. I see one thing says, have you done that updated resume?
What updated resume? I never even know anything about having to do updated.
Yes.
Resume.
Under the website of, did they not tell you www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and updated
no.
resume?
No. Nobody ever told me to do anything.
Oh, gosh.
That.
Yep. That's going to be the one issue.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't, like, when I go to this website, it's not telling me any of that. Nobody told me, nobody sent a letter.
They should have, nothing with Alabama Works or nothing?
No, ma'am.
Oh, my gosh. But that's what you're going to have to do. You have to do an updated resume. That's why my question was, I asked you, did you go to your career center? And
the closest career center is an hour and a half from me, so.
Ma'am.
The closest career center is an hour and a half from me. That's what I'm pulling up when I pull up.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, everything
okay.
is almost impossible unless it's electronic for me. And I'm, I don't
right.
know.
And the updated resume is a requirement when filing. So
well, I've never been told there's nothing in the paperwork said it or anything. Like, that's why I'm just. I don't understand what,
but I can give you the website for you to do it because it has to be done. Okay, yes, ma'am. It's going to be www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov. And you have to have an updated resume on file.
This is crazy. Nobody even told me to do it. I would have been dead.
Been done. I know. I'm sorry. I am sorry that they didn't. But yes, ma'am, that is a must. Even when you're filing your initial, didn't you do your initial? Oh, yeah, you did your initial claim because it tells me right here that you have been filing. But even with you doing your initial claim and doing your things like your, how you want your monies and stuff to come, it sits,
mm-hmm.
it tells right there for you, for them to tell you that you have to have that's a requirement because that can hold back funding, your fundings, if you do not have an updated resume on file.
Yeah, I never was told that.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll have another job before I get
say, waiting on this, you'll be working.
I will, like, seriously, I'm trying.
Yeah, I understand. Yep.
It's so hard to even communicate with you guys now.
Yeah.
I don't even know what else to even do. Like,
well, that's it. You can't give up. But that's one of the requirements. That's one of the issues that you, and I'm, they, of course, they didn't tell you. So that is one of the things now, as far as, like, you sending in, like I said, that's the only thing that I have with, as far as sending in the photos of what they needed you to do. Now, like I say, I talked with one lady prior to you, and she was having issues doing it. But see, her office is closer than yours would be. And so she said, forget it, ma'am. I'm just going to go into the office. And she also wasn't told about having that updated resume done. So, yes, that's one of the requirements you have to have when filing for unemployment.
Yeah, I see now. I definitely didn't know.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm sorry. I apologize for that, but I don't know why they didn't tell you. But
so
I do apologize.
Do you have status or anything besides? Like,
huh?
Is it no status about?
No, it doesn't. It's not giving me a status. It don't give it actually don't give me because I am just the person that will take your claim and ask you the information that's needed. So, and once I do that, it's put in the system and then it goes from there, but you continue filing your claims. So I would suggest don't stop filing. Don't stop filing your claims, you know, because it stays here. Your next week, you would need to file your weekly certification between 8/18 and 8/23. See, it's showing me what you did, yeah. And it shows me what is my claim status. No action needed right now. So your claim is active. You have already filed for last week. So the week of the 18th, which will be next Sunday coming, you go ahead and continue to file your claim with your work searches.
Yeah,
your three
I've been
work
doing
searches. Yes, ma'am. So,
first
and then go.
Because of something with the work search.
Yes, ma'am. But go ahead and do that updated resume. Get that, have that done, and see that'll be something that can be a pending issue, but it won't be now because you can go ahead and have that done, and that you don't do it every time you claim you. That's one time under that website that I gave.
It's an account already. We have identified an existing account with the system that matches your social security number, but I don't remember. I didn't set up anything through Alabama Works, so I don't know what they mean by that.
If you haven't set up nothing with Alabama Works, you that's with your job search.
Well, I've been entering the job searches on the work contact.
Yes, ma'am.
When I do that, but when I'm trying to go on Alabama Works to register,
yes,
telling me that they have an account. I mean, have already something registered, existing account with my social.
See, you need to, and if you know you didn't do that, then you need to, that's where you need to call the inquiry line again. You're going to have, so they can straighten, or go, you say your office is an hour away, but I was going to say going to an office.
It says name recovery. I'll try to do the name recovery and see if this works. I don't know,
okay,
because it's telling me it's already something in the system with my social.
Right.
And I've never filed for unemployment in Alabama ever, so.
Right.
Know.
So, yes, you need to, yes, ma'am. And then you got your PIN number 6386, correct? Is that the PIN number?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah. So, I just, yep, do that and update that and get that done.
Alrighty. Well, I'm going to try and see.
Yes. It's going to work out, Ms. Patterson. It is. Just, you can't let the devil get you. It's going to work out.
Thank you.
Everything is, it is. It's going, I know it gets frustrated, but you know, he has a job to do too, but we stand better than that. So, you know, you got, you 10 toes standing down, I'm sure. So you put him under your feet and keep going. Go ahead and do that updated resume and continue filing your claims. Do not stop.
Yes, ma'am.
Son, I don't know if you're doing, you're very welcome. I don't know if you're doing them online, but would it make, if it be better, I will give you the weekly number to call if you would like that number.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay. Gonna be, let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
1-800-752-7389. And that's
and
the weekly, that's the weekly certification number. It's called certification, but we know it is the weekly call-in number for your claim. That's the number that you would call in weekly and give job searches and everything. A lot of people go online and have issues, but that's what I prefer, preferably to call it in. So go ahead and do what you're doing is that resume, which they, I'm sorry, nobody didn't tell you to do it, but do that, do your updated resume. And go ahead and calling them claims in and do it like that.
Okay, so it's telling me that my information is not correct. I don't know. It says that we have a Phoenix City Satellite Career Center building in Phoenix City. I guess that's the building.
If so, then you may need to go. I know it's a good piece or whatever, but it might be worth you going into there so you can get all this situated and corrected.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I'm going to figure it out.
Yes. But go into there and get it corrected. Okay. Go in and get it corrected and get yourself situated and stay calm and cool like you are. And everything else is going, it's going to work out. That I believe, it's going to work out. Because you got faith. You got faith. It ain't no hope. You're going to get it. It's going to work it out. One thing about it, don't nobody else in your corner. You know he is upstairs. So it's going to work out for you.
Yes, ma'am.
It surely is. Okay. Well, so if you got one closest you can go to, go ahead and, I mean, I know you don't feel like driving that far or whatever, but it may be worth you taking that chance on doing it and get yourself situated. Because, see, just like with you not knowing about doing your updated resume, see, you know, go ahead and get that done. And then you just call your weekly claims in every week.
Man, I keep telling me, yeah, I don't know what's going on. It's telling me that my social is not right.
You might need to go on in the office and let them straighten everything out for you. Because waiting on a call from a callback with the inquiry line, see, and that just makes you more frustrated. So just to go in there and try to, you know, get yourself situated. Therefore, you know that you did it yourself in person.
Yeah.
Yep.
Alrighty. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, dear. And have the remainder of your day on purpose. Let it be great.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.